Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley. Joseph, I want to read an email that came over yesterday, and it involves you. First of all, it says, good morning to Wendy Schneider. Close enough. It's Snyder, but that's all right. Thank you for your kind and uplifting words to our hero, Joseph Lindsley, in Ukraine. And to mention Ukrainian Freedom News, his website. I do hope your listeners will check it out and make a contribution. A drone costs only $300, and it is so unbelievably effective. And thank you. I like how you wish Joseph to be safe and thanking him for his tireless work. You truly speak for all his dedicated listeners. Thank you, Elke Friedman from Northbrook.
Well, Wendy Snyder, thank you for sharing those words from Elke. And, you know, Elke's a name. I've never met Elke, but I feel like I know her. She's one of the many regular listeners to the program. And many months ago, an American from Chicago, a WGN listener, like several other people, came to Ukraine, Jim Gamash. And he's friends with Elke.
Oh.
And there's a lot of people that gather like over coffee to listen to these reports, or they text each other afterward every morning to, you know, to share their ideas about you know, what we are talking about what's happened here in Ukraine. And it's really created a community. And Jim, I think I could share this. Jim handed me an envelope in Lviv, and it was a present from Elke. For me, and also to give to the Ukrainian military, and so this is, you really see that there's a real strong community, a genuine community that's formed through these daily conversations. We are on day 910 of Russia's full scale invasion, and except for weekends and a few holidays, you know, we've been all communicating with each other. And one nuance to note there, I mean, because I was just talking with a friend, a foreign fighter who's a great drone pilot. It's still like, you need a lot of those cheap drones in order to, you know, hit one target. You know, it takes, there's a lot of trial and error. They need to have, you know, just because you buy one drone doesn't mean that necessarily is going to destroy a Russian tank. You probably need at least a couple dozen to really have the impact. But still, I mean, the economics of it worked pretty well, extremely well. The Russians are adapting on that too, but I think Ukrainians are moving a bit faster. I mean, they have more motivation to be innovative on this. So, yes, thank you for sharing that note from Elke. And Wendy, we finally have updated our website. It still has some problems, but you can go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com. And one thing we're trying to do there is to bring together not just these reports. You can watch video versions of them, but also some of the most interesting podcasts from other people about Ukraine, whether they're from Ukraine or from the UK and other places. So you can see that at UkrainianFreedomNews.com, and we welcome support as we continue to buy not only drones, but also anti-drone. So these backpacks, they create a force field around you to prevent the Russian drones from attacking Ukrainians. So we're working on that. And thanks to the people of Chicago for that support. And I wanted to share with you this, you know, I mean, the Ukrainians are still in Kursk in Russia. The advance has slowed, but they're holding the ground, and there's still no major response from Russia. In some ways, there's also still no major response from the United States. You know, you would think that, you know, after 2.5 years of saying, well, we're with Ukraine as long as it takes, such a great accomplishment is what Ukrainians have done would be highly trumpeted, and it's not. It's sort of downplayed. This is strange. But meanwhile, in the east, in Donbass, the fighting is very intense there. And there's a little village called New York. It was named such by an American in the 1800s. It was a mining village. And the Russians have almost taken this, and they're moving toward this very key logistical hub called Pokrovsk. And so the Russians are making progress there, and the fighting is terrible. And I saw this tribute, a friend of a friend of a friend, a Ukrainian named Alexei, was sharing the story of his friend Slavik, who had been a civilian who signed up to fight, and he was killed in this intense fighting there in Donbass. And so here are the words that Alexei wrote about his friend Slavik. He said, Slavik was 25 years old. Like most military, people will not write about him in the news, but he went to war for us. He loved racing and fixing cars. He told me his plans to buy a house in Izum, that city near Kharkiv, where there's very intense fighting. He told me his plans to buy a house in Izum and to breed chickens after the war. He's come a long way in hot directions as part of the 93rd Cold Valley crew, as part of an anti-tank unit. And even after he sustained some injuries, he returned to battle, destroying Russian equipment. We talked for hours on the phone. The last time we talked was 2 days before he was killed by the Russians. Slavi said he was tired and he wanted to drink a cold beer by the sea. I promised him that we'd drink together, but we never had time.
Wow. Honestly, I can't imagine even being over there, Joseph. Really?
Yeah, I mean, we think in our American context, you know, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and, you know, so far away from us, right? And, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, we still would have connections to that knowing people who were there fighting, people who were killed, people who were injured and wounded in different ways. But here, you know, the war is right here, and you still have life going on in the cities, but there's always this heaviness right around the corner. And that is it's very difficult, but then also it's in spot, you know, there's a solidarity here for sure, because everyone, you know, is going through the same challenges and fears. And once again, through the night, more drones were flying throughout the country as everyone is trying to see, you know, is Russia preparing after more than 2 weeks now? Is Russia going to come up with some response to what Ukraine is doing on Russian soil?
Well, definitely keep us posted and stay safe as usual. And I want to thank Elke, too, for her support. And again, drones are only $300. And you can go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com and help donate. Joseph, until tomorrow, we'll speak again.
Until tomorrow. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Elke. Thank you, everyone in Chicago.
Absolutely.